different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity Old Game all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hey, very good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mwila challenges ECZ over proposed withdrawal of candle symbol. Police clarify action to stop Garin Kombo's rally, citing ECZ timetable breach. And in international news, at least 19 dead and 134 injured in powerful Philippines quake.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mwila says he has formally submitted a notice of objection to the Electoral Commission of Zambia regarding the proposed withdrawal of the candle symbol, which was duly allocated to him when he successfully filed his nomination on 22 May 2026. Mr. Mwila said in a letter delivered to the commission he has clearly objected any attempt to change the symbol at this stage of the electoral process. He has noted that campaigns have already commenced and significant resources have been invested in voter education, branding, posters, flyers, social media content and public engagement centered on the candle symbol. Mr. Mwila has since given the commission 24 hours to provide written confirmation that the candle symbol allocated to his candidature will remain unchanged. He has noted that failure to do so would compel him to seek legal redress through the courts to protect his rights, upholds the integrity of the electoral process, and safeguards the legitimate expectations of voters who have already associated his campaign with a candle symbol.
This morning, I have formally delivered my notice of objection to the Electoral Commission of Zambia at Elections House regarding the proposed withdrawal of the candle symbol that was duly allocated to me when I successfully filed my nominations as an independent candidate for the mayor of Lusaka on 22nd May 2026. In my letter, I have made it clear that I object to any attempt to change the symbol at this stage. After campaigns have already commenced and significant resources have been invested in voter education, branding, posters, flyers, social media content and public engagement centered around the candle symbol.
Chief Justice Mumba Malila has called on newly appointed judges to expedite the delivery of judgments, particularly in cases involving suspects who have remained in custody for extended periods. Speaking during an induction workshop for newly appointed judges of the Superior Court, Justice Malila has emphasized the need to deliver justice without unnecessary delays. He has noted that the judiciary is facing a significant backlog of cases requiring urgent attention, adding that many suspects have spent years in custody awaiting the conclusion of their cases. Justice Malila has further urged judges to uphold impartiality in the execution of their duties and avoid involvement in partisan politics.
Assume that this case involves people in demand. They are waiting for their day to be heard. We have examples of success, 10 years, 12 years. Individuals have been tried. After the hearing, judgment is reserved. For 11, 12 years, judgment is not delivered. And they are impacted. How on earth can you have peace to sleep? Your colleagues are behind that. They are waiting to hear a determination by you on whether they are guilty or not on the basis of the evidence that you have heard. And you are failing to come up with a decision. For 12, that is unsatisfactory.
Police in Southern Province have clarified that Mazabuka Central independent aspiring candidate Gary Nkombo was yesterday prevented from launching his campaign in Mazabuka after failing to comply with the Electoral Commission of Zambia campaign timetable. In a statement, Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said Mr. Nkombo was scheduled to conduct campaign activities in Luwombo and Neganega area, but instead arrived at St. Patrick's Ground in Mazabuka Town at around 11:20 hours, intending to hold a rally. He said police informed Mr. Nkombo that Mazabuka Town was not his designated campaign area for the day. Mr. Namalongo said Mr. Nkombo informed police that he had reached an agreement with another independent candidate to exchange campaign venues. However, police had not received any formal notification of the change. He said Mr. Nkombo was advised to leave the area, but he and his supporters later held a procession through parts of Mazabuka district, during which some individuals allegedly became disorderly. Mr. Namalongo said police used tear gas smoke to disperse the crowd, and in the process, one police officer was injured while a police Toyota Land Cruiser sustained damage to a window, and one supporter was taken to Mazabuka General Hospital for treatment. Opposition PF faction says the former ruling party owes President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND an apology and should, instead of exhibiting pride and arrogance, be thankful to the head of state for steering the economy back on track. PF faction Deputy Secretary General for Administration Edwin Nifuekelo says the opposition, particularly members of the former ruling party, is currently in a dilemma as it has failed to convincingly explain to Zambians how it intends to improve their lives beyond its call to remove President Hichilema from office. He said while ordinary Zambians continue to grapple with the high cost of living, largely due to economic mismanagement under the previous administration, opposition leaders have focused their attention on grievances surrounding their arrests and detention of their political colleagues. Mr. Lifuekelo said President Hichilema remains the best placed leader to help redeem Zambians from economic hardships and expressed confidence that he will emerge victorious in this year's election.
President Hakainde Hichilema winning this year's election because he's the best placed to redeem Zambians from economic hardship. The only thing that has happened to the opposition is the changing of positions and political party names, while the same faces Zambians have known remain at the podium of the political dynamics. The opposition leaders who left PF to form non-political parties has the same issue of credibility and trust.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says the continued appreciation of the kwacha against major convertible currencies is expected to deliver significant benefits to Zambians, particularly through reduced costs of imported goods and raw materials. Speaking to Hot FM News, Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkolokosa, said Zambia remains heavily dependent on imports, and a stronger local currency enables the country to acquire imported raw materials and finished products at lower costs. Mr. Nkolokosa has explained that cheaper raw materials will enhance the competitiveness of local manufacturers by reducing production costs and strengthening their ability to compete in both domestic and international markets. He said the lower cost of production is expected to translate into reduced prices for goods and services, ultimately benefiting consumers and supporting economic growth.
That we are import dependent is that imported raw materials, imported goods will be cheaper. To the Zambian people will be more. So whatever we are importing, whatever we are, the inputs that we are importing to manufacture our goods will be cheaper now. And because they are cheaper now, it means that now we can be able to compete in terms of manufacturing. It means that we can have lower prices for the goods.